Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ready, Stace? Ready, Darce? Here we go. It's our big hit, Twins!
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love life, that's a lot to unpack.
True!
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé, and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scoot-a-ba-ba-dee-ba-ha-da,
woo-da-dee-da. The twins, up-a-da-ba. Hat-da-ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh, hoo-ha.
Here I am. Alone again in the car.
Oh. Ooh, ooh, I'm baking. Ooh, it's a workout.
Oh, God.
Ooh, I'm making cookies.
Y'all. This show is just, it's cotton.
No, she's not making cookies. Pancakes.
Pancakes.
That's it. It looked like a dog food.
It was terrible. We're going to.
Has she never seen pancakes before?
We almost just jumped into this because it was so good. I don't think she has seen pancakes. Y'all, this is Darcy and Stacy. Season 2, episode 6. What's this episode called, Poodle?
I didn't write it down.
An unwelcome return.
Oh, that's right.
That's what Poodle said when I came back from Oklahoma.
I know.
Open the door. What the fuck are you doing
here? I knew this
here?
Was coming, but I didn't know what the actual reality would be. Ugh,
so
gross.
Y'all, real quick. You, me, my ex, some of you are waiting.
Chomping at the bit for episode 9, which is kind of like that last dribble of cum that comes out of your dick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good way.
I'm sorry if we just... Wow. Threw you into that.
Wow, that was a deep welcome to our show.
It's just, they had more than a final extra episode, but that's coming later on this weekend.
Yes.
We'll get that to you.
We've been busy because, y'all, we just announced we have a live show, November 14th.
First live show, Reality Gaze Live.
Yes, at Sunday night, November 14th.
In the flesh.
In Los Angeles at Dynasty Typewriter.
I'm going to be wearing something strapless with my shoulders out.
I don't know what I'm going to be wearing.
I don't know what we're going to wear.
That's the last thing on my mind right now, but it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be. Maybe matching caftans.
That's closer.
You could wear one of your shawls.
That's true. I don't know. I would say let's not get into matching theme wear yet.
All right,
I think
fine.
That's for my fourth act.
All right. Which act are we in now?
I'd like to think I'm in my second one, but I think it's probably my third.
I think both of them. So anyway, y'all, tickets are on sale. They're on pre-sale right now for a Patreon and Supercast. So I think if you
would have gotten an email or on Supercast, yeah. You would have gotten you in the show notes what that pre-sale code is.
So the tickets for everybody else is going to come out on Friday. Now, look, and we're not saying this to be scare tactic. There should be tickets. We will say, apparently, the VIP is already sold out.
Yeah.
So,
which is the meet and greet.
It is. So, this is a smaller venue. just because we couldn't get a lot of venues.
Yeah, for some reason, the
everybody's coming back in the world.
Yeah.
So
even though COVID's not gone, don't get us wrong. It is all
It's a
fully vaxxed show. So if you're not planning on getting vaccinated,
it's LA law, y'all.
It's not. It's not time for you to see our show. Basically,
because, well, in Los Angeles, won't let us.
Nope.
So, but anyway, but that said, if you are in the LA area and you really want to go to this, I don't know how many tickets we're going to have left on Friday,
right,
to be honest. So, because we didn't plan it that way, it's just kind of the luck of the draw. So,
but no,
more dates will be coming.
Also, if you don't have, if you can't, aren't able to get tickets, we were having shows in New York and Chicago, probably in, we're already talking about that today, in fact, because our booker said, you guys had good results the first days, so.
So hopefully in the spring we'll have some other shows to be coming to
Winter. Winter.
Winter, spring, summer. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. What'd I say?
Spring.
Gary. Who's going to be Gary at the show?
I'm going to call any tech person Gary.
Okay, Gary.
He's going to go,
bro,
do I talk now?
Do I talk now?
like,
so anyway,
silence, Gary.
We're very excited. It's a cool thing. We're having one of our winners from the contest. Is going to be able. Eliza can't be there.
Oh, that's right.
But
one of our contest winners.
Yeah, we had two contests when we did the rename. One of them will be there.
Yeah.
So it's exciting stuff.
She's going to think she's all that.
She's all that. So anyway, y'all.
And it's a gay guy. So yeah.
Any other announcements?
I don't know.
Yep. Nothing.
I had sex yesterday.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
And it's from an old favorite who we haven't, like Werther's original.
Oh, yeah.
But Werther's not like region. Werther's because it's awful. I don't like the way Werther's makes my mouth feel.
I enjoy them. My father likes the sugar-free ones a lot.
File that under things no one ever needed to know.
Well, I'm glad you had sex with an old faithful. Is that where you got your new bruise from? On your leg?
Truth be told, I don't know where I got this. Y'all, come at me if you bruise easily, and it looks like you wake up in the morning, it's like, did a ghost assault me?
Yeah, that's poodle. Yeah, that's poodle.
I do have a connection to the spirit world, so ghosts could be having their way with me while I'm in my sleep.
They could.
Not going to say, who knows? Not going to say no.
Anyway, I think that's it for the announcements. Yeah, thank God we don't have a million fucking shows going on right now.
We're almost getting out of Showmageddon.
Thank you for calling it that.
Showmageddon.
Why did you just say that? We should have been using that the whole time.
My specialty is branding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shermer-gitter.
Or being branded.
Shermer-gitter. Anyway, that's what we're calling it from now on.
You missed my dirty joke.
No, I did. I just got so excited about
Shermer-gitter.
From now on, when we get really busy, that's what we're calling it.
Shermer-gitter.
In Rodney's voice. All right.
Shermer-gitter.
Somebody messaged me and said that they were at like an ice cream place and they were ordering with their kid and they said, ma'am, do you want any ice cream? And she saw it, and without even thinking, she went, sherbert. And the moment of ice cream came, I was like, what the fuck?
I have found myself, I will find any word like mergulodern or any word that has a certain combination of R's and N's that I will immediately go, infirmary. And I will just say it out loud in Rodney voice.
It's true.
I don't know why. That voice is a joy
y'all
for me.
Y'all marry millions, Rodney.
He's coming back for season three.
Yes.
We don't know if Desiree is a no-show or not.
Desiree.
Desiree.
I kind of want her to come back because she's ridiculous. she's just a cartoon.
She is.
Speaking of cartoons, y'all, Darcy is making pancakes and wow.
And it's like she's, first of all, she's never made them before. They're a mess.
Y'all, you don't whip pancake dough this hard. It makes it tough.
Do you notice that she's not even letting it get bubbles?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think Darcy has read the Mom Domestic book.
I don't think so. Also she's super
domestic
like
anyway.
She does Instagram. I don't see Darcy, maybe Stacy a little more, but I feel like Stacy is the one. You tell me what you think. Who's the one that Googles things in this friendship? I think it's Stacy.
I mean, family, sister?
Like if it's Darcy and Stacy and they're like, oh, what is it? Where do we go? Stacy finds the direction. Stacy's Google. I don't think Darcy does that.
Darcy just kind of falls headfirst into life.
Well, I think Darcy maybe picks out like where they eat,
yeah,
where they shop.
Yeah.
Those kind of things.
So,
where they get makeup. For instance, where they go to Turkey and get work done.
Darcy.
Was that this episode?
Last episode. When they
so much happened.
They're going to Turkey for special surgeries only available in the Bosporus. And so they're she's making a dog's dinner for their kids. And she's like, I'm really excited because Anika's Sweet 16 is coming up.
Yes. So she met y'all.
Winter Wonderland.
These pancakes look disgusting. Sorry, we haven't talked about these yet.
Now, do you notice we never saw the kids eat them?
I don't think they did. She's like, I made pancakes. Chocolate chip. They know that mom
is. Anika's like, thanks, I'd rather have a cigarette.
And Thank you. Thanks, Mom. I'm going to vape for breakfast.
We're going to go smoke.
Appreciate it,
Those girls are so cool.
I don't think they smoke, but they are very cool.
No, but it's that kind
of
thing.
They're so cool. And so...
I wish I was half as cool as those girls.
For sure. So they are. She's excited. It's a one-to-one. Did you learn
COVID-friendly.
Yes.
I don't know how it's COVID-friendly.
Well...
I guess
We'll never know.
I know. I think it's because she's not inviting a lot of people, so it makes it COVID friendly.
Probably.
I just find the term COVID friendly a little hard.
I bet, and we learned this later, and I was right. If you would have asked me if Darcy is concerned about COVID, I would say, I bet she's terrified about it.
Yep.
Are we recording? I'm just making sure. Yeah. Okay.
I think so.
Just checking.
And they basically are talking about that.
Oh, when the producer asked her, like, what'd you do for your 16th birthday?
Well, we wanted a movie night with our dad. So it tells you.
He had to kill somebody that night. So he had to leave at like 12 in the morning. We were like, okay.
He was in Kyrgyzstan that night.
Yeah.
And we didn't get what we wanted.
Got there in some fancy jet in like 3 hours. Apparently can't talk about it. I don't know.
So, but they, and she's basically like, Anika, it's your day to shine. Your day to shine. Shine like bright like a diamond.
Shine bright.
Aspen, I'm going to have you a picture too. It's okay. That's what mommy does.
Darcy is that mom. I'm going to say something. I don't know how you're going to feel about this.
Yeah.
And y'all parents come at me. I think it's important to teach your children that they don't always get everything all the time.
100%.
And
I agree with you.
There's nothing wrong with celebrating one child. Now, maybe when they're like little bitty kids.
No, no, no. It's
very
different.
Don't understand.
But if these children are 14,
if you have a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old, and an 8-year-old gets upset that he didn't get a present when Sister Sally had a birthday,
yep,
he needs to learn it's
right.
Not his time.
I agree.
She is speaking.
I have a feeling that this isn't something that she's thinking for her girls. This is something she always wanted when she grew up.
Because
that
maybe...
If Stacy got something,
yes,
Darcy wanted it.
And vice versa.
And vice versa.
Vice versa.
Yes, I think that's where it stems from.
Yeah, because she's having a birthday on Christmas. That's when she's born.
Right.
Y'all, everybody knows a Christmas birthday sucks.
My uncle, his birthday was on Christmas, and he was always a little bit bitter about it. But you know what my grandmother did?
Uh-huh.
Every Christmas, she always made him a cream cheese frosting pound cake, or cream cheese frosting cake, and we had it at Christmas. And that was his birthday cake.
Aw.
Yeah, he died of mesothelioma. Sorry, it's not laughed.
Sorry. Wow.
Because he would during the Vietnam War, they were taking down stuff with asbestos, and he got it in his lungs. Southern stories.
Wow.
Sorry.
Okay.
He was a great uncle, though. He was a welder.
Oh, really?
And also then became a caterer. A welder / caterer. Strangely used the same facility.
Jimmy?
Stanley.
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 Had a big barbecue in the shape of a pig.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. There's a lot to unpack there.
Mesothelioma. By TARP.
Y'all, mesothelioma is horrible.
It's horrible.
And so if you see those commercials... it affects a lot of people, and
it does, and
companies are just now starting to pay for it. So,
Wow,
we went there. His daughter is one of the smartest people that I know.
Are you close with her?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
We see each other when I go home. We don't call each other.
Well, I didn't know. I have some cousins I call and talk to.
Can't choose your family. It's not that I wouldn't.
No, I'm just saying.
It's just that I take very little interest in people in general.
That's fair. Y'all, he only asks honestly, how I am because I show up every day.
I
That's not true. You actually...
I disagree with that. I don't really ask who you are, how you are.
Poodle won't admit it. He'll text me and be like, did you land?
I will. Because I...
That means you love me.
I'm afraid of air disasters. Definitely. Because I'm afraid it's going to come back on me.
You text me if I'm feeling sick, if I'm feeling better, too.
Well, it is part of my business, so... Anyway.
He's like, don't die. I've got a live show to do, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyway, y'all.
So we're sitting there, and she's got two gifts. We got to Georgie meeting his friend Ivo, who is hot.
He is very attractive.
And he needs advice, and Ivo says, Darcy left, and that's not nice. And Georgie says, he wonders, are you still engaged? And Georgie's like,
I don't know.
And so Ivo's like, yeah, Ivo says that's not nice.
Right. And Ivo says he's not a materialistic person. He's not chasing her. Now,
to be happy. He's not trying chasing anything.
The pictures that I've seen of Georgie in his long furs and his track suits.
He has a lot of necklaces.
Belie the kind of the materialism that I think. Now, if you know a lot of... Florian's the exception to this. But a lot of Eastern European men love that whether they're straight, they love that. Russian men especially love like expensive clothes. It shows your wealth.
Did you see this shirtless picture Georgie just posted?
No.
Oh, my God.
His body is pretty ridiculous. Oh, you're going to show it to me. Oh.
God, y'all. I think of anybody we've ever covered, whose dick do you want to see the most?
Of anyone we've ever covered?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Boy, this is the...
That's like Sophie's choice. You know whose dick I want to see the most? Andre. That's the penis I want to see.
Really?
I need to know if it is all bluster or that penis is thick. Thick.
That's what he just posted.
With three stays. Oh, wow. His body's ridiculous.
It is.
He's never shirtless a lot on the show.
No, he even has like muscles on his side. It's just, y'all.
Okay, why don't you go beat off in the closet?
Nice. Wait, you would rather see Andre's dick more than Micah Plath?
You know, I would like to see Andre's dick more than Micah Plath. I think I know what Micah Plath's dick looks like.
I think so too. I agree with you.
Yeah. Andre's dick is a mystery because. We're dealing a mystery.
Oh, okay. You went there, and I went, equal partners in a mystery. That Indigo Girls song.
Oh, did you just? How do you know Indigo Girls songs?
I know some Indigo Girls.
How?
I'm friends with...
Right, because they would listen to them.
In college, and then we'd get into it, yeah. I went to a couple concerts.
What? I'm amazed when you know anything alternative slash folk.
I like Indigo Girls.
But I play my lesbian music and you find it distasteful.
Never. What lesbian music? Name it.
I would say you call all my music lesbian music.
Oh, it is. I didn't say it wasn't good, though.
I think I was
though.
Listening to Phoebe Bridgers and you're like, what is this mopey lesbian stuff? She's brilliant, Phoebe Bridgers, you guys.
And is she mopey?
Yes. But that's everything I love about her.
We're going to get letters.
I'm saying you say that my tastes are lesbian music all the time, but they're not always.
Well, I say that really more as a, I say that, but it's really a lot of lesbians that I know have great taste in music. They like seek out concerts more. I feel like gay men just want to go dance and fuck each other.
Yeah.
And women actually want to see good things and respect it.
I don't
get moved and have emotional moments in a concert where some gay guy's like going, oh my God, someone sucked my dick during Bonnie Raitt. And that, like, you're never going to hear a woman say that.
No, a gay guy would go, oh my God, I just got fingered during a Jill Sobule acoustic shit.
I don't know what that last part meant, but yes.
Just got Dutch doored
at a Sue John Stevens.
Oh God. Oh my God. Those concerts are so hot. Y'all.
But tell me gay men haven't had sex at that concert.
No, Sue John Stevens is not that kind of concert. It's like it would be like Kylie Minogue. That's what gay men would have sex at.
Come.
Sue John Stevens strangely does attract some, he attracts like kind of crunchy gay guys. Like
the guys you're
like
into?
Like me. And I'm not really crunchy. I'm more alternative than a lot of gay guys, I find.
I think you're in the middle.
Yeah.
You could be a little crunchy. You like to be barefoot a lot.
And I use I use natural deodorant. And natural,
and you get into like oil. Well, I do too.
I do.
Native. And y'all, it's the best.
And I'm all about organics.
Organics. Use code reality gays.
Except
when you use
lube.
Native.
I need the most like made from dead dinosaurs stuff.
I'm not mad at coconut oil.
It's okay. Only if you're having sex with a big dick, coconut oil is the way to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's going to be messy.
But by the way, y'all, it's high in fat, so you're going to gain weight.
You're not.
Coconut oil is fattening.
I know, but you're not eating it.
It's still going in your asshole.
You're not going to absorb it.
Yeah, you're absorbing the calories.
This is incorrect. This is wrong information. We're not, if we're going to give sexual health stuff.
I got you.
Let me say that again. You're
Carl,
not.
We have to stop using that butter for my vagina.
Oh God.
I think that's what's up in my cholesterol.
I don't think people use butter to have sex. Hopefully
Shooter, go get that butter from the fridge and throw it away. Go on now.
Butter.
You know, the funniest part about that is, she doesn't have sex with Carl.
No, never.
No.
Hasn't in 20 years.
No.
Even on his birthday.
No. Oh, yeah.
She just lets him climb on top of her and dry hump her.
Y'all, she waits every night at 9 o'clock at a motor trend to see Jay Leno drive some car so she can have special time.
She does love Jay Leno.
Oh, she loves Jay Leno.
Boy, that just got real for some Carl's wives out there. Someone just turned and went, am I a Carl's wife?
We're off topic.
So anyway, they are, Darcy is driving. Oh, there we go. Dad's calling. Oh,
Dad's calling.
Good. And he's like, yeah, Darcy, I'm going to need you to park.
Oh.
Y'all, this gets really intense. Turns out the lady who came, who was doing the getting
setting
set
up for the party.
So obviously the lady wasn't wearing a mask.
But regardless, she tested positive.
She tested positive for COVID. And Darcy starts to lose it. Oh, no. Oh, no. She starts cry-facing what I like to call turtle face.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She literally goes, and she does the sign of the cross. Maybe they were raised Catholic.
I'm sure they were.
So she doesn't sound like she just starts praying. And the best part is, y'all, she's praying, kind of going, and there's one eyelash that's just hanging off in the corner.
And we hate to make fun of this, y'all, because I know it's real.
It's only there because Jesus had left.
Yeah.
He said, well, keep your eyes. It is real because this is very scary. Her father's older.
Yep.
This was before we knew kind of more what was going on with COVID. We don't even know if they're vaccinated at this point.
No. There's something about Darcy, though, experiencing this that when she just kind of, there's a moment where she just goes, didn't expect this. Lost it.
I mean,
because it just broke the tension.
Yeah. And she said, you brought this over. She's like, I'm here. Even if you need me to sit in the driveway, I'll be there. I'll be there.
And it's not funny. It's just, she's handling this the way she knows how, which is the way she lives her life.
Yes.
High drama.
And y'all, and I thought when this is happening, I went, this is happening, and she and Georgie's not there. This is not going to go good.
I knew she was going to call him. Yep. Anyway, meanwhile, Stacy and Florian are cozied up by the fire. You know, we get silly. We got to get silly.
Do get silly. It's really sweet.
And they're just eating Papa John's on a sheet.
Did you want pizza after this?
Yes, of course.
Okay, just making sure.
I walk around wanting pizza.
Okay.
I wake up thinking about pizza.
You really do, actually.
Is there ever a
day
pizza?
When you don't think about pizza?
There are days, but there are rarely weeks.
Okay.
Yep. Anyway. So Stacy's saying, gotta fold it. And I thought about Jesse when she said, gotta fold it. Gotta eat it like New York.
Oh, yeah. And he was like, what? And the difference of Jesse was like, ugh.
And Florian's like, oh, Gail.
And Florian, I'll like, you see, he laughs. He smiles about it.
Boo-boo.
And she says,
he's a boo-boo.
She says, I've decided we're going back to the doctor. We're going to check my A count. And so she tells Florian, she's like, thank you for being my rock.
She doesn't say that.
And I'm so thankful for you. So thankful. He's have your life.
He's just sitting there, barely able to stand up.
And Stacy said, you know, he's a family man at heart. And
family man. Yeah.
And
I no worry about window or door. I'm neither. Indoor.
Window. She does say to him, and this is good, she says, don't tell me you're just going to be okay. I really need to know. Like, be honest.
When
how do you feel about
God
the situation?
Closed door, he opened the window.
Okay.
No, boo-boo.
Am I climbing out a window? And so Stacy says, look, okay, I'm going to be gone. I'm going to become brought back. Y'all, I laugh so hard at this because Stacy comes out with like a pillow under her stomach and she's acting like she's pregnant. And Florian is literally
there, and she's like, pet baby.
She's like, pet the baby. And then it kind of got a little sexual to me.
She's like, want to feed the baby?
Want to feed the baby?
Yeah,
and
feed the baby.
Like, yeah, rub it in my face. Rub it in my face. And so
it was weird.
She's like, rub the baby.
Rub the baby. Talk
rub
to the baby.
The belly.
Talk to the baby. Here's my boo-boo. My boo-boo.
They're very cute my together. You see why they
love.
No,
you get it. You get it.
You see why they love one another.
You get it.
It's very sweet.
So the next thing, y'all, we're at the Darcy's apartment.
Darcy's apartment, and y'all,
this is supposed to be a magical day.
Supposed to be magical. It's my little girl's sweet 16. My daughter.
I'm not there to protect them.
Quarantine. Yeah, she's like,
we're really alone. Really alone.
And I did something. I might regret.
Ding, ding, ding.
And then, y'all, Georgie shows up.
Yeah, because it took a little longer to get to...
Yes, he shows up because he's been in Virginia. He shows up the door. What happened? We will tell you right after the break.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
love yourself, never be ashamed.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed, have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
I don't need a dozen roses, I just want 3 dozen.
Like a lot of roses. That's like a lot of roses.
She's like, wow, that's a lot of roses. Because something that Ivo does tell Georgie that we didn't talk about last time because we forget and we got on a whole tangent about fucking lesbian music.
Women's music.
Ivo, why is one lamp on and one lamp off?
I turned it on.
Well, do you want this one on?
No, it's fine. I just needed one to see by.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what happens, y'all, after 40. You wake up and you go, it's dark in here.
And it's sunlight.
And everyone else goes, I can see fine.
Everyone else, the 420-year-olds in your bed.
they're like, oh, it's sunny. I'm like, well, I don't know where we can read in this dim lighting.
True.
Oh, Lord.
True.
So they, of course, Georgie's there.
But Ivo tells Georgie, if you really care about her, dude, fight for her.
Fight for her.
And Georgie says, I do fight for her all the time. I just so
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
I'm so exhausted. Which is true. He's fucking tired, y'all. Being with Darcy is never a break.
I can't imagine.
It's never.
I think I might be able to spend an hour with her before I'd be like, okay, let's get real here. None of this is like you're not really this way.
I love love. She would never, because that is Darcy.
I know. I just have to walk away.
Yeah.
I would just, ugh. Yeah, she's this
aching I love her.
Need.
I could spend a whole night with her. It'd be fun.
So,
because this is when you get real Darcy. You get her drunk.
That's true.
And then you get real Darcy.
So y'all, production sweeps in there and says, we're setting down.
Well, yeah, because he walks in there and they're just kind of talking and nothing really happens. And so, yeah, production sweeps in there, we're shutting down.
So they had a potential COVID concern. They shut down for 3 weeks, you guys. We're back.
I kind of love this.
I did too.
This happened. Because instead of seeing this fight or whatever, we see, and also it's like, really, poor Darcy, like so much is being taken away from her. And she's like, we had a good time. My family, none of them got COVID. It shows them on a phone, like, celebrating Aniko's birthday.
Yep. They were taking home movies, I'm sure.
What I love about them, even though Darcy and Stacy are, and this is what I think is well-produced about the show, Darcy especially, are walking cartoons.
Yeah.
But then they juxtapose them with their real family.
Yes.
The real family we all have, that we're all, well, maybe my family's way weirder. Actually, yours is, you know, most everybody else's normal families relate to this family.
I disagree. I think most people have weird families. They just try to act like they don't.
As weird as ours?
Rarely. Yeah. But mine would try to act like they were normal.
Oh, mine don't. You've met mine.
Yeah, well, they're a specific breed.
My mom's side, the Peterson side, does, y'all.
Yeah, your father's family is
show. Not the Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're complete rejects.
They're not rejects. They're almost more, they're definitely misfits.
Yeah. Probably a better way to put it.
Yeah.
So they're working out on the beach. Darcy and Georgie are. And they're like, we didn't really talk about relationship very much. Because of course you didn't. Because even though that would have been the time.
Like, with everything going on with COVID and the Sweet 16, we just want to get through things. Y'all, I'm telling you now, it's just not a good, I don't know. I don't think it's good to just get through things, do you?
It's not. No.
You got to deal with stuff and talk about it, even if you don't fucking want to.
Even during COVID.
Even if it's during COVID.
So, y'all, we're having a big dinner with Debbie and Raina and Darcy's got her bling on, that military jacket.
No, 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 no. You forgot we have a special guest.
Oh, yeah.
This happened before. Y'all, because...
I'm going to go get a drink.
Y'all, okay, you go get a drink. Y'all, we have a special... Because as we know, Christmas just happened. And so I know it's August here, but we have a special guest because we wanted to get some insights for... Now, Florian's here, and we wanted to ask Florian what his...
And we've been seeing some, like, holiday stuff. What do we think about Christmas,
Michaels,
the
by the Target here. I saw some trees
already
up.
Holiday stuff is
and
up.
And we thought, I wonder, what's Christmas like for Florian?
I'm going to go get a drink. We can't be in the same room at the same time, obviously.
All right. And Florian, welcome to the show.
Hello. It's so nice to be here.
Florian.
Yes.
So, first of all, Florian, what does Christmas mean to you?
Christmas is in Albania.
Food? Do you have turkey dressing?
My mother, she cook onions for a very long time.
Okay.
Cabbage, lots of cabbage.
Okay.
Do you have gifts? Usually. Very strong smelling chutneys.
Okay, I love a chutney. What is your favorite Christmas song?
Ooh. Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg.
That's not appropriate, Florian.
Sorry, boo boo.
So were you ever in a nativity recreation in school?
In Albania, we don't have creation. No, we just pray to Mother Mary, Jesus Lord.
Okay.
And we need to she tells us no need to have all these things for Christmas with gifts. You need to go to church more.
Well, what about when Santa comes on Christmas Eve?
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, what about when Santa doesn't come on Christmas Eve?
Christmas is not about Santa Claus, you fucking idiot. Are you fucking stupid? Are you fucking crazy?
Here in America, he comes on Christmas Eve.
No, that's so fucking stupid. Who would want to have Christmas with Santa Claus? Christmas, Santa Claus come in New Year's. No, son, Christmas is for baby Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Christmas is for baby Jesus. You fucking stupid.
Okay.
You fucking idiot.
Okay, well, you
know. I don't get it.
Maybe. So you got...
Never heard of anything like some of these things.
Okay. So Santa... Does
Come
Santa,
on, man.
Is he dressed in red and he laughs and he has a big
belly? You know what? This interview is over.
Okay.
This is fucking garbage.
Okay.
No. Right. Santa Claus, he come in New Year's. Because that's what... It's festive. It's fun.
Come down the chimney, right?
What the fuck with chimney? You fucking stupid. He don't come down the chimney. He come in the door.
Oh, with the reindeer. Rides on the reindeer.
What the fuck are you talking about, reindeer? He come in, he have a suit on.
Oh, just a suit?
Like a
Brooks Brothers?
What the... No, have you never seen Santa Claus?
Yeah, on Christmas
he
Eve.
He comes in wearing white floor-length dress.
Oh, okay.
Like christening gown.
Oh.
He's Santa Claus, christening. He's saint.
Oh.
You're not very religious, are you?
Thank you so much, Florian.
I gotta go. Bye!
You missed it again.
He went out of here. He looked...
Yeah, he looked pissed.
And anemic.
Yeah.
looks like he needs a couple quarts.
Yeah, it does. wow. Well...
From the room in there, he sounded like he had a lot of strong opinions about Santa Claus.
He did. He really did.
I haven't really seen him get
that upset.
Interesting.
You can tell, though, you could see that the crew has fun with him.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Very different Florian this season.
I think it's being comfortable around the cameras more.
Yeah,
I
possibly.
Just don't think he was.
And that he got away with cheating on Stacey.
Yeah.
Boy. You know, don't forget, we know Stacey keeps talking about Darcy kissing it.
He Florian kissed another woman.
Cheated a woman on
in her hotel room.
In her hotel room. So who knows what happened?
Yeah.
So now it's the dinner. But before the dinner, Darcy and Georgie are getting ready. And Darcy's like, I just want everybody to have a loving feelings towards each other.
Hash it out.
Well, have a
hash
drink. When she says hash it out. And Georgie says, I don't want conversations. I'm looking for a good time.
Remember? You know, it sounds nothing like him, but I enjoy it.
I want to know where this shit comes from.
I'm kind of okay with it.
It smells. And Darcy's like, well, we should all be comfortable. Talk. So we got to talk about stuff.
Because remember, Georgie denies saying they were American trash.
And he says, what the fuck? I would never. What? They're trying to break us down. But also, somebody I love shouldn't believe that I would say this. Darcy, I feel caught in the middle. Caught in the middle where he feels disrespected. And he said, just believing you think I said it, it makes me uncomfortable. And then Darcy immediately says, well,
I don't know if you're divorced or not.
She's been holding that for so long. And then he's like,
well, fine. We go to look for paper.
And this is kind of great because
I loved
it. Kind of pissy. And he brings out a box, and she's like, well, we don't need to go there now.
I go find my paper. No. I go to find. We're going to stay, take all night if we want to.
Now, this is a mother poodle and a poodle Boudreaux move. If I called Poodle out on something, I wouldn't be able to leave his apartment
We're going to look at it.
He finds it.
Oh, we're going to find it.
I'm telling y'all. 3 days, I would sit here waiting for Poodle to find that divorce order. And I would be terrified to even move from the couch until I found it.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't. No, because now you called the bluff. I'll be honest. I'd shame you.
I'd be that way, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, good for you, Georgie.
This was great. Georgie, he's looking through the box, and Darcy keeps saying, well, we don't go through it now. It's fine. He's like, no. And guess what, y'all? He finds the final order.
And she goes, oh, good. Okay, good. And I was like, oh, do you want to? I would be like, oh, do you want to frame this? Can we shrink it down so you can carry around in your purse?
Do you want to laminate it?
This not being able to trust someone, you guys, comes right out of the men she chooses. She chooses men with a hint of mystery about them.
Mm-hmm.
That seem a slight bit about kind of unattainable.
And that's what she is drawn to.
Yes.
It's this classic pattern of what I'm drawn to, I get into it, and then I realize it's not what I need.
Yeah.
But that said, before we get into this dinner, because do you believe, you know, I'll save it. It's a good question for the end. So let's get into this dinner. So they're at this dinner.
Darcy's got her blinged out military jacket.
Yep. And they just jump right in. And basically, Stacy basically says, like, you know, Debbie's not coming because Debbie's not feeling well.
This is strange because remember, she wasn't feeling well before.
I don't believe it.
Do we think Debbie's afraid of COVID, so she's not coming out?
Which is fine. If you are, then maybe they just don't want to say that.
Right.
I know a lot.
She's going to be on the phone. I'm going to talk to Debbie.
Or is she afraid of being in person with Georgie?
True, but
I think it's more of a COVID thing.
But the last time they were at her house, Georgie wasn't around. Remember, Debbie was on the phone.
Yeah,
and she could not be there.
Maybe it's like Steven from You, Me, and My Ex. His parents wouldn't let him out of the basement.
When the money runs out, he's gone.
So
the money runs out, he's gone.
Stacy says, "I feel like I need some answers." She's like, I don't think Georgie takes responsibility
for his
actions.
Stacy still needs answers.
And Randy says, Georgie's changed in my eyes. He seemed like a perfect guy.
Georgie's changed in my eyes.
Is he finding love or is he getting fucked? Oh, I care. Fucked.
Yeah.
Not even fucked over.
And weirdly, though, Raina is the most kind of brilliant about all this. I see patterns that Darcy is choosing the same types of men. And I'm like, yeah, because
he seems unpredictable. But again,
so Darcy's
unpredictable.
She
bought a She brought a Moscato to the house. She knows I'm like a Riesling after egg.
Riesling. So Georgie says, I'm not drinking anymore. But do you notice that Darcy comes up? She's like, oh, Florian, I can smell that bourbon from here.
Yeah, she's like, hey, whoa. Tipping it, are you?
So the...
It's not weird. Georgie's like, it's a New Year's resolution.
Yeah, getting healthier.
Yeah.
And dry January.
Yeah.
And
do you do that?
Thinking about it.
Wow.
Maybe this January. Well, we'll be doing some live shows, so probably not.
Well, you can't drink during a live show.
Before or after?
You get one drink before to take the edge off, and then that's it. I need the real poodle.
A Long Island iced tea.
Boy. That's so gross, you won't drink it.
You're right. They're disgusting. Y'all, if you're a girl who loves a good Long Island iced tea in her 20s, or now, you like to get slutty.
You know what? In your 20s, I can take it. But if you're in your 30s still getting a Long Island iced tea, you need to process that.
You need to process that.
That's a red flag.
But a Long Island iced tea says, give me all the liquor now.
And give me all the dick later.
Yep.
Or pee.
A Long Island iced tea says, I'm going to make some poor choices this evening.
Mm-hmm.
So Debbie, they talk to Debbie, and she's heavily made up for some reason.
She's very made up.
And
she's FaceTiming in, and they say, okay, Debbie.
Spill it.
Spill it. Poodle, how did she say?
She's like,
George is like, tell me what you know.
And she's like, well, I heard it. It's off of a third party. I've heard it from a third party. Third party told me.
Who told you? Who told you?
From a very, very reputable friend.
Can you say, tell me?
I won't, because there was a very, very important, it may or may have not been a waiter who heard something at the party.
This makes no sense.
He was a third or fourth person.
And George is like, so a friend tells you something from another person
A very reputable friend.
Okay.
When the money runs out, he's gone.
And then Debbie turns into, you don't like us anyways.
You don't like us.
And then
Raina goes,
and I heard that from a very reliable source.
And Georgie doesn't like me. Fuck me.
Well, yeah,
fuck
Raina,
you.
When she Debbie said that was a very reliable source, no one heard Raina actually say, it's me. And Raina's like, if you don't like me, I don't care. Fucking
and Stacey's like, you know, Debbie's a really reliable friend. She would never, ever say anything bad about us behind your backs, which I'm sure she just shit talks Darcy and Stacy all the time.
And Darcy is sitting there crying. Stacy's like, what did you do to my sister?
Ooh.
And she's like, George is trying to defend himself.
I never said this.
It didn't go good.
And at that point, Debbie goes, fucking listen. I did not make this shit up.
I'm a woman of my bond, woman of my word.
And all of a sudden.
Hold on. You take cash? Sorry, I'm at Costco. Hold on. Yes, I want two TVs. That's the sale.
Can I get another TV? Two for one.
Yep. Those peanut butter pretzels are delicious. Thank you.
And can I have three chickens while we're at it? I love the chickens here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the crying starts. Y'all, next week is going to be the continuation of the dinner, obviously.
It's true. Now, I have to ask, who do you believe? Based off of this,
due to the storytelling of where we're going, I'm kind of siding with Debbie and Raina here.
Okay.
I think it's not as cut and dry, because I don't think Georgie said they are American trash. He probably said something like, well, there's so much American trash around here, or something like that, and someone heard them. I didn't say he's wrong.
Yeah, I didn't say
he's wrong. But I and Georgie will be right in saying, I never called them that. I'm sure he's probably said the phrase American trash before.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a strange thing for them to make up. What do you think?
I believe Georgie.
Really?
I do, because
I could go either way, though.
The reason I'm a little more towards Georgie, just because But feel free to prove me wrong, like if you have, because it make me think. But so you feel like every time Darcy and them have brought up something that they had a problem with, Georgie had a pretty good reason.
Yeah.
She wanted the order, the divorce order. He said, here you go.
Right.
Like,
he has been evasive, though, about a lot of stuff. He has been evasive,
but like she called him on the house. He said, my roommates don't want people with COVID right. in here. So I think there's, but I think it's.
What reason would they have to make it up, though? What reason would Debbie have I to
think
make it
they
up?
I don't think Debbie thinks Georgie's good for him. And that could be true or good for her. That could totally be true.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like they have a real reason. They just maybe have a gut feeling. Now, the money in the sock thing.
That doesn't bother me.
That didn't bother me. And Georgie didn't. That didn't totally get explained away. But he did kind of make sense.
Right.
Either he's a really great liar. Everything he says as a rebuttal
that's what I think,
makes sense.
I don't think.
Where Debbie's saying, I heard this from someone I can't tell you.
Yeah.
You know, don't accuse someone.
No,
if
I agree.
You can't tell them, then.
I think the thing about it is I don't think that he called them American trash regardless. I think it was something, if he did say it, it was something that was kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then she said, it's almost like when he was saying, this doesn't make sense, that's when she said, you don't like us anyway.
Right.
So then I went, ah, oh, there it is.
I do think.
I think he's judgmental of Debbie and Raina. He's probably told Darcy that they drink too much.
He probably said
bad influences.
He probably called them American trash.
Maybe he did.
And then they looped it in.
But
with
they're that's, not. He's not talking about Darcy and Stacey.
That's what I think. And I think they assumed it meant all of them. But here's why it sounds like something. Georgie can be very judgmental, and he does have this kind of. He looks down on.
Yeah.
On you can just tell.
Yeah.
And there, it sounds like something he might utter when he sees women like Debbie and Raina, definitely. But I don't think it's cut and dry at all. I think they're blowing this way out of proportion for the show.
Yeah,
like all of Darcy and Stacey.
And it's delicious.
And it's wonderful.
It's delicious. What happened to your eyes?
I don't know.
Mine were itching earlier. Y'all, that's the show. You can go to realitygazepodcast.com for all the information. That's where you can find any information about our live shows as well. Excited for a new chapter of our book.
Okay.
What would our book be called, Poodle?
We're doing this again.
By two queens.
Same shit, different day.
All right, y'all, you can go. Hey, if you enjoyed this show, something you can do, go to Apple Podcasts and do what, Poods?
Leave us a review. And if you don't know what to write, keep going, Queens.
Yes. I shook your screws like a shaker, like, yes.
Jesus.
Y'all,
get out of my house so I can eat dinner.
He's about to say, get out of my house. Oh, I have a salad in your fridge.
I'll give you your salad.
Will you toss that salad for me?
Don't ever say, talk about you and tossing a salad.
Oh, you toss my salad? Y'all, that's the show. Leave a review. We'll see you next week. Look, if you're looking for somebody to toss your salad, Poodle, what's the best way to get that to happen?
You can manifest it. Manifest it.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.